Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. This is a hair relaxer hotline. I'm on a recorded line.
Hi, Randy. I have a transfer for you. Anne Roche Glass. It's ANRASHEA. Glass, GLASS.
Thank you. Is that 318-570-3186?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I could help her.
All right, I'm transferring you now. All
Thank
right,
you.
hold for transfer.
Hi, Ms. Glass.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today? My name is Randy Reese. We are on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'll get through this as quickly as I can, but I am here to assist you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, have you already gotten an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Would that be yes? You've not?
That's correct.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. You sound very faint to me, so
Uh-oh.
I'm going to text you my phone number just in case we become disconnected. I will call you immediately right back off my desk phone.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And there we go. Okay. Thank you for your patience. Now,
You're welcome.
did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes,
Okay.
I used it for 10 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
I know what's coming too, so I
okay.
really apologize in advance. So,
Thank you.
were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes,
And which type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
ovarian cancer.
I'm so sorry. Do you happen to know the subtype? And if you don't, that's okay, but like epithelial, clear cell, do you happen to know?
I am not sure about that.
Okay, that's fine. We'll move on. Ms. Glass, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Thank you. And what was the date that you were diagnosed with the cancer?
It was what David said. It was December 12th of 2023.
I'm so sorry, not even that long ago.
It wasn't at
No, I
all.
know. I'm poor thing. It's just kind of crazy. So I have
Yes.
12/12 of 2023, correct?
That's correct.
And then who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
Was Dr. Nicole Tinsel
Dr. Tinsel.
in Arlington,
Arlington, Texas or Virginia?
Texas.
Texas. Is it T Tinsel, TINSEL?
It's TENZEL.
Thank you. It was a good guess, right?
It
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me find her on the internet. You probably know this already, but I'll just take a look. If it's easy, I'll just copy and paste it. Thank you. Oh, it came right up. Arlington. That's where Nolan Ryan's from. Do you know who he is?
I have no idea who that is.
He's a famous pitcher, but he's very, very old school. He's older than me. Did you see Dr. Nicole there on Matlock Road in Arlington?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. That makes it easy to just copy and paste all this. So bear with me. It sounds like you got your hands a little bit full.
You're fine.
Okay,
Bless you.
good.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless
And then I have her phone
you.
number. It's here on the internet at 682-282-6648. Does that sound correct to you?
That
And Dr. Nicole has excellent reviews, by the way. I want to point that out to you. She's a good doctor.
correct.
Good. Good to hear it as well. Okay. Now, next question. On average, how many times per year would you say you use those products?
I use it like for 3 to 4 times a month.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes.
Okay, so you're talking like 30 plus times per year on average.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And well, if you use it 3 times, that would be 36. So it's probably closer to 40 then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that's a lot. All right. You didn't know, though. You didn't know. You thought you were using a safe product. No, I know. I hear it all the time. Are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
And what is your date of birth?
1/11/97.
Thank you. And had you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Never.
Thank you. And again, on your birthday, I had 1/11/1997, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. And I did text you over my phone number, and I wanted to let you know if you do have additional questions or anything after this, Ms. Glass, you can feel free to reach back out to me. We just have a few more questions, as well as you can pass on my name and number to anybody else that may have questions after using those hair relaxing products. I would never ask you for anybody's name or number. Just want to tell you that right now. Okay. We're not like that. And did you use, which state were you in? Were you in Texas most of the time when you used the hair relaxer? Is that where you were at?
Yes, I was in Texas.
Thank you. I love Texas.
You're welcome.
And approximately when did you start using hair relaxer? Your best approximate date?
In February of 2023. I meant 2013, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I would have asked. When do you think in 2013, beginning of the month, before Valentine's Day?
It was on the 20, between the 25th, 26th, somewhere around there.
Okay. I put the 15th. And then when this usually ties into your diagnosis date, but when did you stop using those products?
December 3rd of 2023.
Yeah. And that was before the 12th, correct?
Yes.
Because you never went, you didn't use it after that, right?
No. Nope. No.
Okay, so I put like December 2nd of 2023. Is that pretty close to accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And then we've kind of established that you were using this stuff monthly, but you were mm-hmm. using it more like weekly, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, hi, baby. How many consecutive years? Now, you kind of mentioned already that you were using it for, 9 or 10 years. 10 years. Did you use it consecutively for all 10 years?
I did.
Okay. And did you primarily use the product at home?
Yes.
Okay. And it's because you're on the phone. Listen, I've got babies. I know how it is. Okay, so you're fine. Which products did you use? Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal, Cream of Nature, do you remember?
I use Dark and Lovely.
Thank you. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using that product, at least for 1 year regularly?
I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
Well, you got your diagnosis. It happened 2 or more years after you first started using that product regularly, at least for the year, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And what type of treatment did you receive?
I did the chemotherapy. I got a partial hysterectomy.
Oh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
And what did you have after the partial?
I had pain medication.
Pain meds. Okay. That's important to note, actually. Thank you. I'm so sorry that happened. And
thank you.
This usually goes along with your diagnosis date. When did you start treatment? It's usually shortly after your diagnosis date. So when did you start treatment?
It was... Okay, baby. December 15th of 2023.
Thank you, ma'am. So it was very soon after your diagnosis, within days. Most of them are usually. And I could see with a doctor like her that that would happen because she's good. And then you continue to see Dr. Nicole, Dr. Tinsel?
Yes.
Okay, let me just copy and paste. I've already got everything, so that's good. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. How old is the baby?
She is 4.
Wow. I've got a 5-year-old grandson, so I know what you're going through. Okay. Here we go. Now, we know the problem was ovarian cancer. Please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
Thank you. And can you spell your first name for me?
It is A-N-R-A-S-H-E-A.
Thank you. And then for your last name, I have G-L-A-S. S.
G-L-A-S-S. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Glass. I almost forgot that other S. Sorry. And, okay. And then I have for your email, I have sharmeglass@gmail.com.
That's correct.
And then for your phone number, I have 318-570-3186.
Yes.
And is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Text.
And what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Morning.
Thank you. And what is your address?
It is 1005 Highland Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76010.
And is there any apartment number or anything?
No, it's a house.
Okay, cool. Oh, and this next question has to do with medical records. Do you have like the MyChart app or anything on your phone? I don't need it right now, but do you have it?
I do.
Okay. And then, so that means you do have medical records available. If asked by the attorneys, would you be able to provide them either by mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. And remember, keep in mind, that's if you're asked, because we're going to try to pull the medical records. It's always better if the attorneys can pull the records. What is your Social Security number?
It is 435-95-3403.
Thank you. And this is actually the last question. We do request an emergency contact number. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So all I need is a first name, a phone number, and if they're friend, family, or foe.
The first name is Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A.
And what's Deanna's phone number? Thank you. You got to look in your phone, I bet.
It is 817-320-9532.
Thank you. And she's your friend?
Yep, family.
Family, okay. Perfect. Thank you. Now, let me just look this over real quick. I don't think you missed anything. I do have some blank space, but I will tell you that these forms are pretty thorough. Is there anything else that you would like me to include in here, or any notes or anything you want me to put? They are pretty thorough, though, so if you can't think of anything, you're good.
I can't.
Okay. No worries, because, again, these things are pretty thorough. Just one last question. And can you confirm to me that you did use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in any single year before you got diagnosed with cancer?
The only one I used was the Dark and Lovely.
But you did use it more than 4 times in a single year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I know the way that question's worded, it always throws me off a little bit.
It threw me off, and I'm like, yeah.
No, I know. All right. Now, again, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, I'm preparing your document right now. You really are just a couple minutes away from being done. It's doing its thing. Let me go into DocuSign. It's ready to submit to you. And hold on, bear with me.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to text you a little bit more information. You did receive my text, hopefully with my phone number in it and my email address. Perfect. If you have additional questions, again, you're more than welcome to reach out to me, Ms. Glass.
Okay.
And hold on, it's coming right now. I know how it is. Okay. I do. And if you've done DocuSign, you know this will take you about 45 seconds to do. All right.
Yes.
All right. You should have received
it.
Okay, perfect. And I'll just be quiet since you know what you're doing, but I'm right here if you need help.
Okay.
You doing okay? You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm almost done.
Okay, cool. I know you put me on mute so I wouldn't hear the baby screaming, but thank you. But you
yes,
didn't need to do that.
Talk.
I like the sound of kids. How's that? Okay.
Okay.
Now, Ms. Glass, a couple things here. I did just text you over. The attorneys that represent you, that's the firm Pulaski AD4, and that is a 909-906. I sent you their number, but they're going to reach out to you. Basically, it's just going to be a verification call. They won't be putting you through the intake that I just put you through. And if I should have any additional questions, I will reach out to you. As well as if you should have any additional questions, you're more than welcome to reach out to me. And let me know, let's say if a week goes by and you haven't heard from that firm, just you could send me a text, reply to that text message I sent you and say, hey, I haven't heard from those guys. And I'll get them on the phone if necessary.
Okay.
But I honestly, I haven't had anybody tell me that in so long, and I've been doing this for a while. And then on this whole thing, I really do appreciate, you know, that you're willing to take advantage of the claim that's out there.
Yes.
Because believe it or not, you might be helping some other lady avoid this. And
yes.
A lot of people just are quiet about it. And thank you. I really thank you.
You're welcome.
So if there's anything else I can do, or like I say, if you want me to help anybody else, give them my name, anything I can do, just let me know. Okay, Ms. Glass.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Ma'am, have a...
I finished signing them.
Oh, I already got it back.
Okay.
I thought I mentioned that. No, I didn't. Yeah, I got it back. You finished signing it
okay.
2 minutes ago while I was talking. So thank you.
You're welcome.
It's truly been a pleasure helping you. And you know what? I truly hope the best outcome for you. And, you know, it will be good. And, again, I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day. And have a happy holiday, ma'am. Take care of that baby.
You also. I am. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.